This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A redistricting commission got its first look Tuesday at the maps that could reshape state elections. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The first draft of the plan to redraw the state's election districts wouldn't really change the balance of power. Experts say the proposed maps would give a slight boost to Republicans who are in the minority in the state house. But a closer look shows some significant changes. For example, the draft would reduce the number of state house districts where Hispanic voters are the majority. The preliminary maps were drawn by nonpartisan staffers. They're likely to change a lot as they're debated by the public and the independent commission. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado utilities are asking regulators to temporarily raise customers' monthly bills to recover costs during cold winter weather. Here's CPR's Miguel Otalora.
Xcel Energy, the state's largest utility, is looking to raise residential electric bills by nearly $3 and gas bills by more than $6 over 2 years. Black Hills also wants to raise its gas bills over 1 or 3 years, depending on the service area. Smaller utilities are also looking to recover their costs from the February cold snap. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission will discuss the next steps at a meeting today, including whether to hear the cost proposals or send them to a judge. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The state is adding $50 million to a fund to help students and workers disrupted by the pandemic. The Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative is funded by federal coronavirus aid. This is CPR News.